Camden scrapyard that went up in flames Friday and forced around 100 people to evacuate had a history of environmental violations. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt has more.
Friday's fire at the EMR metal recycling facility along the waterfront in South Camden sent a plume of black smoke billowing into the sky that could be seen miles away. Kevin Barfield directs the advocacy group Camden for Clean Air. He says the facility has been the site of several fires.
It's been too often, and yes, it's been a serious ongoing problem.
State environmental regulators have cited the facility for numerous violations in recent years, including releasing smoke and other air contaminants in amounts that posed a potential threat to public health and failing to comply with permits. EMR says the cause of Friday's fire was a lithium-ion battery that was improperly sent to the facility. The company reportedly said in a statement, its officials are angered that this happened and deeply regret any inconvenience to their neighbors. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philly City Council member Ketsie Lozado is concerned homeless people could return to Kensington Avenue after an encampment was dismantled by the city last spring.
We're moving into warmer weather, and we saw that yesterday, right? How do we continue to remain in control of those blocks that we've done all of this work over the last 12 months, right? Because if yesterday was a reflection of what could potentially happen, then I'm scared.
Over the years, hundreds of people set up tents and other temporary shelters on Kensington Avenue. Many were dealing with substance abuse issues or mental illness. City officials say they're continuing to fight to keep the two blocks of the street clear and are implementing new efforts to clean up surrounding areas. Well, gray skies out there on this Tuesday afternoon, but temperatures are slightly warmer than they were at this time yesterday. 57 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures getting to about 40 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and highs in the mid-50s.